it's a grind, man. Every season don't go the way you plan it. You know what I mean? You got obstacles that you got to overcome every season. You know, some seasons are better than others. This season, we in a dogfight. We understand that. And only people that's going to change that is us. We got to climb our way out of it. We got to scratch. We got to claw. We got to do whatever we got to do to go out there and get a win. And as men, we all men in this locker room, we know what we got to do. We know what type of game we have to play to go out there and get a win. So, good challenge for us. We done been after it 9 times, and we ain't came away with one yet. So, just keep on pounding away, man. Keep on pounding away, and eventually it'll happen.
Derek Carr says he's just really impressed by the energy level in practice. He says, hey, our energy level is as if we're 9-0.
Well, we pros, man. I mean, shoot, you got to enjoy your job, man. We blessed to have this type of job we have. Yeah, everybody wish they were 9-0, but you blessed, man. You got to come out here and go to work, have a positive attitude every day you come out here. And like I said, the only people that's going to change it is us.
What causes that positive attitude? Some teams don't have that when they're losing, you know?
It causes the guys in the locker room. You know, when you're a family and you guys are close and you got the guys in the locker room and you got the coach, you know, speaking the right message that everybody believes in, it makes your job easier. So we just got to keep on believing in each other, go out there, have fun with each other. Even though you 0-9, you still got to enjoy what you do, have fun with what you do, and go out there, and eventually we'll get one.
How can you guys do better in terms of getting the ball downfield?
Man, we just need to go out there and take one play at a time. I'm not going to sit here and say we need to do this and do that or what we need to do. One play at a time, man, and winning cures everything. That's all I say.
You see yourself, your team, as a team, doing the same things you're doing, trying to do them better, or are you guys trying to do some new things?
Well, I mean, you're never going to come in and change the whole playbook. You know, when you're losing, it's always you can point the finger here, you can point the finger there. So, I mean, we're doing some good things. We're doing some things we need to get better at. But the plays we got work. You know, we just got to go out there and execute it.
And they had brought a lot of you guys, a lot of your veterans in, the idea of having a core of young players that are going to look up to you guys. Do you think now in difficult times it's even more important for you guys?
I hope so. I mean, I'm a guy that leads by example, man. I come here every day with my lunch pill, man, go to work as hard as I can out there on the field, try to perfect my craft because there's a lot of things, you know, that I still can do to get better. So, you know, I lead by example. I ain't no rah-rah guy, you know, trying to tell people what to do. But hopefully they see the way a lot of us work in here, a lot of veterans, how we carry ourselves, and, you know, they watch us and know the way it's supposed to be done.
When you look at the way Derek's handled it, I mean, Derek has always got this upbeat personality. Where is that? How surprising are you maybe at?
I'm not surprised, man. He's a pro. He's a mature guy. He's a mature player. And he understands at a young age that, you know, it's going to be times like this in your career, in your life. You know what I mean? You're going to have ups and downs in your life. So, you know, you take it and run with it. You don't put your head down. You don't go under the cover, you know. You look at it in the face and you go fight it. You know what I mean? And eventually you'll knock it down. We'll get one.